On the show today, we have TrueShield's co-founder Paul Caiazzo talking about basically what just happened, the latest security breach that really affected the entire planet, and what we can do about it, more specifically, what credit unions can do to protect their members. So check it out. How are you doing today, Paul?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing, Mike?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. Hey, you're going to be at the CU Info Security Conference here coming up. Gosh, like in less than a month, I think it is.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
And you're going to be presenting. What topic are you going to be talking about there? Obviously, it's going to be a lot about security, cybersecurity, sure. That type of stuff. So.
Yep. Yeah, so the topic is really going to be around structuring a cybersecurity program based on four key disciplines, which are prevention, detection, containment, and eradication, and how a security program needs to really account for each of those four areas in order for it to be effective in solving the problem for the credit union.
Okay, and there was some stuff that was happening in the last few days, cybersecurity-wise.
You're telling me. Yeah, so over the last couple of days, one of the biggest cybersecurity attacks the world's ever seen was perpetrated via ransomware, and that's actually one of the things that we're going to be touching on specifically when we talk about that prevention, detection, containment, eradication component, because there are things you can do along each step of that chain to help facilitate the better protection of your organization. And I think that's something which I'd like to make sure people walk away from my talk understanding is what sort of things they can do to both, you know, prevent the worst from happening, but then if that does get through, how do you detect it, how do you quickly contain it, and how do you eradicate any presence of it in your environment, which is what organizations around the world right now are trying to do with that WannaCry ransomware.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was a wake-up call for a lot of people, because a lot of folks are like, oh, this will never happen to me, kind of pie in the sky type of thing. But you know what? It's here, and it's here to stay, which is the scary thing.
Yeah, we got quite a few kind of frantic phone calls on Friday and throughout the weekend specifically about it and how to you know, best protect yourselves, or how do they detect whether or not they're already under attack. Mm-hmm. So we put together some advisories around that and got it out to our client base pretty quickly. But it is a still ongoing threat, and the bad guys are definitely going to adapt. So I would expect you're going to see more and more news about this over the coming days, even a larger infection than what's already out there, which is already massive.
Yeah. How do we connect the dots to a credit union or a financial institution? How do we protect those folks? Because our finances, obviously, you know, that's what kind of how we live. So how do we protect that stuff, or how does a credit union or a financial institution protect that stuff?
Sure. Well, so I think there's a couple things. First off, the bad guys, they're always going to be looking to monetize, their kind of malfeasance, right? Mm-hmm. So they're going to look for any way that they can potentially, earn money by doing bad things to somebody. And they're going to look at who's got the money. Typically, it's going to be, you know, a bank or financial institution is going to, or a credit union is going to have money that they're going to use to either offset a loss or to protect themselves. But if they can get a foothold into the organization, they're going to exploit that very quickly. And what credit unions can certainly be doing to protect themselves right now is making sure their systems are patched. This is as basic as it gets from a cybersecurity hygiene perspective. But truly, if organizations were keeping up with patching their Windows systems, mm-hmm. WannaCry would not have happened, or at least it would have been much smaller scale than what it actually is. So that's truly step one, just basic cyber hygiene. I call it the blocking and tackling of cybersecurity. And if you're good at doing that, then you know, you're going to prevent the vast majority of those risks from actually hitting you. So definitely credit unions can be doing that.
What can they tell their members in the meantime about how can they put their members' worries at ease, so to speak? I mean, there's always going to be a concern, but is there anything they can tell their members or the consumer?
Well, sure. I suppose that entirely depends upon how well protected they are. They may not want to send that message out to their members, but if they have done their job with respect to cyber hygiene, I would simply deliver that message out to the members and say, you know, we understand this is a significant risk. We understand that you guys are probably concerned about our stewardship of your financial information. And then number two, obviously your money as well. We've taken, you know, the proper steps to be able to prevent this sort of thing from happening. We're doing very detailed detection for events which could be lighting off or kind of blown up in our environment, and be able to act quickly if we do see it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really got to be the message. It's hypervigilance right now is really what it's going to take for any organization, be it a credit union or a hospital, because many hospitals were actually on the wrong end of this attack.
Oh, really?
to protect themselves.
Wow.
So,
yeah, a lot of personal data there. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine? Yeah. Gosh. And cyber hygiene, I mean, was this a term? Were we using this 5 years ago?
I think so. It's certainly been a concept for as long as there have been patching, right? But it's probably a newish term. Really just the maintenance, the care and feeding that you've got to be doing in order to make sure that you're keeping up. And that's really it. We just got to try to keep up. Unfortunately, most organizations fail to keep up, and the bad guys are just one or two steps ahead. And I think more unfortunately is that over the past couple of months, There have been several leaks of weaponized exploits that have been let loose on the internet. You might have seen some of that stuff released by the Shadow Brokers, which is a hacking group that released a bunch of NSA-developed exploit tools, one of which was used for the WannaCry event this last week. So now the problem with that, following the next logical step, is that there are many exploits within that package that was released. So they've exploited this first one. Who knows what's coming next? So, but, you know, bottom line, end of the day, make sure you're patching your systems, and you're going to probably be, you know, at least relatively safe until somebody comes up with something new.
So, is this our new normal? Is this our new reality?
Boy, I hope not. I didn't sleep too much this weekend, but I think that's probably true. That there's going to be something like this going on pretty much continuously. The bad guys for the new variant, which doesn't have the kill switch, which was happened upon by a researcher over the weekend. So they've already got a new variant out in the wild, and that's going to continue for, you know, in perpetuity, I would say.
Goodness. And this is probably going to be, I mean, this or a variant of this occurrence will be a hot topic at the CU Info Security Conference for sure. I bet a lot of people are going to be like, what do we do? Type of thing, you know? So.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I was asked this earlier, do you think this is still going to be an issue when you get to CU InfoSec, because it's, you know, about a month out? Mm-hmm. I think absolutely it is. I think people are going to still be scrambling to try to figure out how to protect themselves. Yeah. And again, you know, from my perspective as a security guy, it's a relatively simple equation. Keep up with patching, scan your systems, and do a really good job detecting threat actors in your environment. And you're going to stop 90%+ of what is potentially out there. Yeah. And then if you can contain it, those few things that do get through, you're probably going to be okay. And I think that's a message certainly credit unions can embrace and deliver to their members.
Yeah. It sounds pretty simple, and it sounds pretty basic, and it just sounds like if you're consistent with this stuff, kind of be, like you said, vigilant right. about it. Yeah, you should be okay, or keeping up with everything, or staying one step ahead of the bad guys. To wrap up, so where do we go from here? I mean, anything else to add to help credit unions and their members out in this respect?
Well, so I think number one, the IT staff and the senior leadership within the organization needs to be paying attention to this sort of stuff. I think it's kind of hard to ignore at this point because it's so, you know, high profile at a global level, but they really need to be keyed in on it and understand that these risks, they matter. And this is not just a potential disclosure of information or, you know, potential financial loss, but it could be existential to an organization. If they had a significant enough event that could take them out of business, it's truly possible. I've seen it happen, not necessarily in the credit union space, but I've seen organizations be taken completely out of business by virtue of a cyber attack. So it's really got to be top of mind for senior leadership. Keep up with it, you know, subscribe to threat advisories, threat reports, things like that. Work with your service providers to understand what they're doing to help protect themselves and also help protect the credit union. And then, you know, come to CU InfoSec prepared to learn something, because there'll certainly be a lot of information available that day for the participants to pick up and hopefully bring back to their credit union to better serve their members. So
indeed,
that's the goal.
Great message to end on, and certainly a timely conference right now for all the stuff happening right now. So very cool, Paul. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day. Appreciate the time. And keep up the good work as well, man. Keep us safe, all right?
I'm trying. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, Paul. Thanks.